Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center, about tonight's informational session and tomorrow's traffic count study. Well, the first term of classes is almost done at the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center, and there's an event tonight. Can you tell us about this?
Yes, we are already planning for the upcoming 2015-16 academic year. So Kirkwood will be holding some informational sessions for students and parents to come learn about different concurrent career academy programming to see if this might be a good opportunity or a good fit for high school students. The event that we're holding tonight is here at the Washington County Regional Center, and it starts at 6 p.m. And this would be a really great opportunity from any students or parents from any of our six partner school districts to come see the facility, the classrooms, the lab space, and then learn about the programming that will be offered.
So will students and families be able to meet with some of the staff, some of the teaching staff?
Tonight we'll have myself and also Kirsten Peck, our career development coordinator, on hand just to share general information. But we also have some specialized visit days coming up in which we will have staff on site. We will be doing industrial tech demo days is what we're calling them. And this would be specialized visit days geared towards students that might have an interest in the industrial technology field, such as like our transportation, advanced manufacturing, welding, construction. And during those visits, we'll have faculty on hand, and they'll be doing really cool, fun equipment demonstrations for students and parents.
Great. And going along with today's informational session, you're talking about, you know, the spring term is just around the corner. Is now the time for students to start thinking about what they want to take in the spring?
Absolutely. You know, we've been working very closely with our high school students. So the high school students taking concurrent credit classes are already registered for spring, and they know what they're taking. We're also working closely with our traditional college credit students, and those students, it's time for them to kind of get in and meet with myself or Kirsten and be thinking of getting signed up for our spring term classes. The spring semester begins January 20th, and we're registering now.
And do you have a special EMT course offered this spring?
We do. It's an 8-credit EMT course that'll start January 20th. And what's great about this hands-on, fast-paced course is a student will actually earn their EMT-B certification at the end of this experience. So it's a great program for someone that's looking to get into, you know, some of that entry-level emergency care field.
And then another thing that's happening tomorrow is the traffic study. Can you tell us what this is?
Yes, on Wednesday we've been working with the DOT in the city to conduct a 13-hour traffic study at the intersection of Lexington Boulevard and Highway 1. We've kind of known with Kirkwood being built here that we'd have increased traffic, and when you look already at icy intersections, we want to make sure that that's a safe intersection. So we're doing this study to determine the traffic flow, numbers, turning patterns, and so on, to see if with the increased traffic, if anything needs to be changed at that intersection to make it safer.
And who's conducting the actual traffic count?
We're coordinating volunteers for the actual traffic count. We've had some great interest. I still have opportunity for volunteers if anyone's interested in helping for a 2-hour shift on Wednesday. And really from 1 until 3 and 3 until 5:30 are my needs right now for volunteers.
And if people are interested in volunteering, what do they need to do?
They can just contact me here at the Kirkwood Regional Center. The number is 653-4655.
And will those volunteers then be tracking these on paper?
We have a very nice software app loaded to a couple iPads. So we take all of the guesswork out of it. The volunteers will just be sitting in the warmth of their own vehicle at that intersection and using the traffic counting app that we've installed on iPads.
Great. And is there anything else you'd like to share?
Just encourage everyone to come out tonight at 6 p.m. It's our first student-parent informational session. If today doesn't work, we also will be holding another general info session on Thursday, December 18th at 6 p.m. And then I also mentioned those upcoming industrial technology demonstration days. Those will be December 2nd at 6 and Thursday, December 11th at 3:45.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Tara Pickens, director of the Washington Kirkwood Regional Center. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.